Okay, we talked about this in workshop last week, and Don, you know, brought it up, and after discussion, I did say I would put this on the agenda for the board to consider. Does anybody want to start with any comments? Don?
I had several calls over the weekend, and they support to put it on the ballot. Didn't ask them which way to support, doesn't make any difference. So I'm unhappy with that. The people are starting to listen, and they would like to have a choice. That's much I'm going to say. The other thing, I think so people understand, because I've had several questions about what's it going to look like and all those type of things. I'm not willing to go to all that work until we know what to put it there. The other thing is I can say, that 8.8 is the high end of the bid. And I would say we put that on at 8.8, and then we reverse engineer it, which is more than say we're going to build out this much money. Okay? Not a penny over that. Actually, I think it will be quite a bit less than that, because if I look at Cahokia, 3.2 million, that's 25,000 or 27,000 square.
Right. And
if we built a 40 or even 38 times what, 2, 6
what we're told, we needed about 36,000 square feet for the county. Denise did inform me yesterday that the architect did come back with a more accurate figure of 8.5. That includes parking lot, all that stuff. So again, we now have an accurate figure from them. And then she talked about, too, you know, I had her talk to the county attorney. And Mike said, you just need to put it on the agenda as an action item, no resolution or ordinance. And then we talked about, well, what about the ballot? And he said, what is put on the ballot is written up by the bonding agent, not the county.
Well, the bond, when you say that, Ron, it has to actually be legal, has to write that up.
Yep.
That, so, in other words, Travis would not be the one.
We have Chris Jimenez, our endorsing bond.
Okay.
With endorsing.
So him. It would actually be legal that would have to draft that, my understanding.
Right. Okay. They write it up, basically, and we just...
So here's a question I have. We're talking generically 8.8 million. Those really aren't. I mean, that was just kind of a assessment that came across the table. I mean, have we been in contact with the state of Iowa on our courts? Because obviously we've got to bring that with us if this thing was approved. Am I correct on that?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, that's on par. We would be defeating.
Right. Exactly.
So what does, I mean, I guess what they're saying is all we have to do is provide space. Am I correct?
So what about they want it in the county, the new courthouse, and that is?
Because I think as we're doing business today with the courts, that's all going to take a different shape as far as what they're going to, you know, as far as the security, and which is going to be, you know, you're talking about probably big money. Really, if you look, get right down to this, my constituents, we're very happy doing business as we're doing today. We brought 2 days back. You've noticed how everything's calmed down. We're a two-county seat. We've been doing business this way for decades. Why do we interrupt that? We're going to have to pay for this. We currently have, $7 million, Cindy, in bond now. And that's a concern I have, is now all of a sudden our seniors are coming back up the road to do business. And everything calmed down after even 2 days. You know, obviously we'd like 5, but we settled for 2. So, I mean, that's a concern. So again, I'm speaking on the people that put me into office. And another thing, what do we mothball these buildings? What's going to happen? I mean, do we shut off all the utilities? I don't think so. That's a concern. I mean, are we going to have a
buy part of the bond?
That's a good point too.
No, what part of the bond? Part of the bond. Okay. It was built the building.
So we're going to walk away from two courthouse was...
Not to let you walk away from them. I would suggest we try to sell them. If that doesn't work, then put them down, tear them down. You can't leave a building stand like that. There's plenty of those buildings right already. So if we can't do something with the building, I would say we have to take them apart.
So if I'm a taxpayer looking at this, we had a assessment of $1 million over 5 years. Again, this would not be a bonding thing. This would be a budget thing. We could budget for that money, $200,000 for 5 years.
And they said that was just to bring the buildings up to code.
That's correct.
And we still don't know what might come up that we haven't thought about that happens with buildings that are that old. We had a huge amount of people come to West Point Sunday for the pancake breakfast, and I was at the juice line, the last place they came, and person after person, they didn't tell me how they would vote, but what they said was, we agree with you that this is an important issue, whether we should keep spending more money on the two courthouses or whether we should build one new one. And they felt that it should not be up to this board to make that decision. It should be up to the people of Lee County. And everyone was that way. Well, and then yesterday, I got a ton of phone calls. In fact, at one time, I had my cell phone in this ear, my landline in this ear. The majority of them came from Fort Madison, and everyone said that they wanted to vote on it. They wanted to have the opportunity to have them heard, because they're ultimately the ones that are going to pay the bill, whether it's maintaining the two existing ones or it's building a new one. I will say I did get a call from a person in Keokuk that told me that she was in favor of not spending any more money on these new buildings. And so, that's the only phone call I got, one, from Keokuk. The majority of them were from Fort Madison. And so I told her, I said, well, really, I agree with you because, we declared our independence in 1776, but we never had a constitution until 11 years later in 1787. It took them 11 years to figure out the wording. And all of us took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States when we took office. The first thing is that this government is for the people and by the people. And that when you have an opportunity like this, where we're not relying on one or all five of us and what we hear, and let the 35,000 people of the county decide, I think that is the best way to do it. I'm willing to accept that either way.
Well, I'm just trying to raise some questions here. I mean, obviously,
what are they voting on?
We're voting on the bond.
You don't even know. You don't have a clue. You've done no impact study of what you're changing the government of this county. And that's what the bottom line is here. It isn't about the buildings. It's about changing the county seat. And you're changing the people of Lee County's form of government.
That's why the people of Lee County should be able to make that decision through their
vote. So they need to know what they're voting on.
Okay,
they're not voting on a county building.
That's when we would be obligated to get the information out. But again, I think it's so important that the people of Lee County decide this and not us, the Board of Supervisors. All we're discussing here is to put it on a ballot on the November 8th election. We're not spending any money on this issue.
So, Ron, just a question for you. When you put that on the ballot in November, you got to... You can't just stick the question in, do you support one county building or...
See, there's certain things that we can and cannot put on the ballot. I mean,
they got to know.
And on the ballot, the only legal way to do it, and correct me if I'm wrong, is it has to be on as a bond issue. We can't talk about anything else on the ballot. It's not legal to put on.
Yeah.
And that's the difficult part.
So you can't say this is going to be an $8.8 million.
No, you have to say
you have to put the bond amount.
Right.
But you cannot talk about where it's going to be or anything like that. Or you can't talk about, impact and stuff. There's all these things that you're not allowed to put
on the ballot. If this thing would pass, how quickly do we have to act?
We can't even bond until March.
We can't even, this year?
Correct. Yeah, and she's, we talked to Travis, and he said March would be probably soonest.
That what?
That we could go ahead and, you know, bond March of next year.
But again, we have to start construction by a certain time.
I do not know.
I always...
John, do you know if there's any stipulation when you had to start?
Well, you're gonna have a 6 to 8 month design period anyways, and stuff like that. I don't think there's stipulation on when you have to start construction, because they can't issue the bonds till after you bid the project.
I think there's more of an issue of how soon you spend the money. You have so many years to spend the bond money.
Here's another thing I wanna throw out. We're in a position as a health department, we're gonna make a proposal to this board to go forward with the new building. My concern here is if this thing, I mean, the thinking here is if this thing would pass, that would free up North Lee County. Okay. If it doesn't pass, we're that much further. I mean, I know we've been looking at this thing for a lot of years, I realize that, but so I guess my point I'm trying to make here, I see a much bigger urgency on our health department building at this time. We have to do something, okay? And to maybe just, if we're just gonna roll the dice and say, well, if this thing passes, we can go into that building.
If I can just answer, we're only talking a couple months, 3 months, 4 months till November, before we know whether this is passed or not. And at that point, then if it wasn't passed, then the...
But see, our game plan was that we wanted to get on the ballot in November for the health department, and all of a sudden this came, you know.
Yeah, I think it would be very difficult to have two of them on the ballot.
Oh, no, I think that's just, that's suicide there.
That's why they shouldn't be on the ballot.
Well, I know, like,
this has not been thought through, and I know we've been fooling around with this for 20 years, and it's been an objective for certain people. It's a political issue that some people are gonna make it happen regardless. And they're gonna keep wearing people down until they get it the way they want it. Bottom line is, we have, I'm not sure, have we ever sent a request for proposal for one county seat? Building? Grounds? How much is it gonna cost? We've never done an impact study for Lee County to know how it's going to affect the people. We're serving the people. We're not serving your agenda, my agenda, Rick's agenda. We're serving the people, and there should be an impact study. And what's going to happen when this changes, or if this changes? There's been no preliminary work done for this. We sent a request out to get maintenance on the buildings, and there was to be absolutely nothing to do with combining to one county seat.
And
we get the proposal back, and it's on there. And I talked to Don Hummel about it, and I asked him, I said, why is this on there? He says, I'll get it taken off of there. It wasn't supposed to be on there. And then they put it on there anyway.
The thing is, Gary, the Friday that I went down to approve the agenda, where we put it on there for the architectural engineer, you know, to give us, you know, an estimate on the courthouses, I was shown a cover sheet that they had sent, and the last item that they were going to do was give us an estimate on what it would cost for one building. Yes, that was not asked for. So then the auditor asked me, what do you want to do? And I said, you send that to every supervisor along with everything else for them to see so they know what they're voting on. And it passed 5-0, and then I was told afterwards that, you know, you guys didn't see it. Well, it wasn't because I didn't send it to you, you know. And yes, we get a lot of packs and a lot of stuff to read, and it's hard to read it all. But that's what we were voting on, is what they sent. And I'm sorry you didn't get a, you know, you didn't know.
Don Hunold and Matt Flute were the two people that were on that. And I talked to Don Hunold about this. He said, I will have that taken off of there. It should have never been on there. And he said, I told them it was not to be on there. The man sat right there and said, the chairman asked me for it.
That was long before, but that Don had said
That's nonsense. You know, you guys can play your games all you want to, but it's not right, and you know it's not right.
I wasn't playing any games.
Yes,
you are. I kept nothing from you. I kept you everything that I got, because Denise asked me what I wanted to do with it, and I said, I don't want to hide anything from it. Don even admitted to me that he didn't read it. He didn't see it that day, you know, when you sent him out that weekend and stuff. So I did not try to hide anything.
I had the original packet. That's the one Matt and I looked at. That's the one I thought we were okay or not okay. I did not read the follow-up.
Let me add something here on this. If we're talking about a bond issue, and I'm under the impression this is will be require 60%.
That is true.
Rate.
Just on that question.
Just on that question.
Yep.
So this is something that is, anytime you have 60%, that's a supermajority.
Right.
And if 60% of the people that are going to vote in a general election, or more people vote in this election than any other election, if 60% will approve that, then it's overwhelming that people want to have one courthouse. But if they don't, we get 55%. It fails. And
so does the health department building.
3 months from now, I don't think that's going to make that much difference on the health department.
Getting back to the health department building, I just want to say that we have been very lucky that we were given this building to rent, 1989, I believe was the year. So it's been 27 years that the health department has been in there. And I know that about 3 years ago, the Kensington spent quite a bit of money remodeling and expanding to give you more room. And to my knowledge, they did not raise the rent.
Well, our rent raises.
The rent did increase.
Was it? Okay.
And our, you know.
But
not,
I wanted to thank the Kensington.
Absolutely.
For
they've been good.
Providing us something that we really needed when we needed
no
it.
No doubt about that.
But again,
we've outgrown it. We need to move on. And so, and you know, I just want to make sure
if this would go on the ballot, and it does not pass by the supermajority, I will be the first one to put it on the agenda for the health department.
But the thing is, when people get their tax statements and they open it up, obviously they focus to that one figure. You know, if their taxes go up $200, $300, whatever, they don't ever break it out a lot of times and they say, okay, right. The county has been fiscally responsible. We've done a great job. But I don't know how much more they can carry as far as their tax burden. You know, people, and again, and if there's a plan that this thing is going to be paid for, and I don't know. I'm just.
Well, this is another thing I talked about. Cindy did this for me over a year ago where she gave me an 8-year average of how much we were spending on just the two courthouses. So she totaled up the 8 years, divided it by eight, and it came to $192,000 a year is what we've been spending on these courthouses. And so, you know, a new building, unless it's built like a prison, if it's built right and stuff, shouldn't really be very expensive, because you know, to maintain, you're talking heating and cooling basically in your utilities. And so I estimated, okay, if it costs us $2,000 a month, that's $24,000. When I visited the new one in Clark County, Missouri at Cahokia, it's 26,000 square feet, it's 10,000 less. But their heating bill was only running $900 a month because it's a more efficient building and more insulated. But anyway, you take the 24,000 off the 192, you got 168,000. You know, that we're already spending more for the two buildings. Then, if the health department would move into the North Lee County office building, because that would be empty, we're paying about $60,000 a year for rent and utilities. for the health department.
Probably ballpark or.
Yes, that's a ballpark.
Yeah. That would be $60,000 that we're taxing for too right now, along with the $168,000 that we would save. That brings it back up to $228,000 that we're already taxing for, you know, that could be used for that purpose. And we're not even talking about any increase in revenue in the future with, you know, things that are going on. I like the fertilizer plant and stuff. And the other thing is that interest rates are at unprecedented low. We just rebonded for 1.8%. We wait, you know, and start spending money 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it's probably going to be a lot more. And that can really add up quick. And so these are all things I've thought about on how we would pay for it. And we could probably pay for it. And I'm not saying without raising taxes, but it's possible.
Well, but we could provide tax relief for the money that we're getting from Iowa Fertilizer.
And that's what I figured on, Gary. I figured on using part of it for the payment and the other part for property tax relief. And so at that point, we could actually do this and not raise taxes. In fact, maybe even lower them.
But we're spending money once again. We're committing to spending money without, we don't have it yet.
No, we
and
don't.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I figured
the gas company is lobbying the IUB right now for an increase of 66%.
I've heard that too.
And now, we all know what happened.
Again, we all know
in
that,
the 70s.
That Fort Madison is going to have a bond in December. The IFC,
the school.
The IFC money, which again, that's an unknown figure. They're going to have some of that money because that it's in that district. Is that?
We're not sure.
Okay, that's
a. I got a
tax dollars for the bond issue.
I don't know. I mean,
because they built the other school with that money.
But what I'm saying.
I agree, Senator.
I got a call.
This one was just going to be with the tax money from residents of the school district.
No, they have to bond for this
one. Well, yeah, I mean, bond, but they're going to pay the bond off. See, on the.
I don't
think so. The bond issue is paid off now on the school from that tax?
I don't believe so. I think that was a one-time shot that they had. I don't think they have that money this time.
They used all their.
They don't have it for this election. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I used it already. Yeah.
I got a call from one of the school board members from the Fort Madison School District, and she said she's been trying for months to find out about the revenue from the fertilizer plant on the consumption tax. And she says, I had one person tell me we're not even going to get it. And, you know, the school. And I said, I don't know. We've been trying the same thing. And she wanted to know where and who she could call. And I said, well, we've been trying to call. I mean, Cindy called that county that they already got
one. Denise did.
Denise did.
Yeah, I don't.
And still couldn't get answers.
It's an excise tax. And if it's like that, then any other utility goes to the treasurer's office, and then Jeannie divvies it out among all the entities that are in that district, if it's handled like that.
But again, we still haven't got any affirmative answers on this. When I talked to this lady, she thought she would call the state auditor's office and see if they could give her any answers.
We've talked to them, and I don't think that they knew either.
Well, the assessor's office, I think, is where we're coming from.
And the treasurer's office gets the utility tax.
Okay. Well, I just, you know, going forward here, if this thing was, you know, gets approved today or whatever, that, you know, we're talking $8.8 million, and all of a sudden, you know, we come in and say it's $11 million. I think that shows some irresponsible on our part that, you know, I mean, I guess we're just kind of or hanging out there, I guess is what.
Well, what I'm going by, Matt, was now what Denise said, the architect gave her a firm price, and that was 8.5.
And that was Ed?
That was Ed.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm going by. And again.
And is that four courtrooms or two?
It was. It had four courtrooms in there.
And we're looking at what location?
Well, that's what we'll have to discuss. Obviously, you know, if we have a location where we have the land and everything else, that would reduce the cost of it because we wouldn't have to buy land or we had utilities to hook up to without, you know, putting in filter beds and all that stuff. And I would be open to discussion on locations and everything else. But again, we're getting the cart in front of the horse. All this means nothing except that we need to let, I think, the people of Lee County decide this and not five members out of the whole 35,000. And like I said, I am willing to accept whatever the county voters want us to do, but I think it's important that we let them decide, and that's what this is about, is just putting it on the ballot to let them decide.
Well, it's like once you tear the building down, it's never coming back, and I understand where you're going. This has been an issue for you from day one. Ernie Schiller was the same issue. You want to get this county seat changed, and right now the state code says that the sheriff's office can't be in Keokuk or Fort Madison. That's why it's setting here. And now Fort Madison has annexed all around this jail. So I understand where you're going.
But
I think you need to be honest with the taxpayers. If you're going to ask them to vote on something, you better have it.
Well, I feel I've been very open and honest about it. And again, it was just this last legislation meeting that the state had that the state attorney general gave his opinion that the county seat can be in a township. It doesn't have to be in an incorporated town. And so that was a very big concern, too. If we're going to have something centrally located. But again, we're hitting the cart in front of the horse here. Let the people first vote.
And what are they voting on?
They're voting on the bond.
So they're not voting on a bond because they don't know how much it's going to cost.
We got the figure from the architect, Yeti.
We have never sent out a request for proposal.
So Denise, that on that ballot, that would be on the back of the ballot?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Matt, I agree with you that say this gets on the November election and it doesn't get the 60% required, then it fails. The next meeting, I would entertain anything to address the issue with the health department that you're concerned about. It would not be delayed for another year or 2 years or whatever, because again, we got to then start making decisions. At budget time, we've got to start budgeting for doing what is required to these two buildings, you know, according to the architect, on bringing them back up to code.
Were you surprised at the $1 million they came back with over 5 years?
I was surprised. I thought it would be higher. I know we did talk about, well, what can we expect for 20 or 30 years? And they would not give an answer on that because you never know what could happen. We talked about the age of the furnaces and the problems we've been having at both courthouses with them the last two winters. When the pump was replaced in the South Lee County Courthouse and they had to cut the pipe above and below the pump to reinstall the new one, they had to remove more asbestos than they anticipated because when they started removing, the pipe started flaking away. And so they had to go higher on the discharge side because of the condition of the pipe underneath the asbestos. And these are very big concerns also that, you know, when they built these places, that was not a concern. The furnace went out on the second floor in Fort Madison last winter. It took us about 10 days just to get parts because they're so old, it's hard to find parts. And so they did get it fixed to work, but that was another $27,000. When he showed us the picture of the control panel, and I never seen such a mess of wires until that moment, I had not seen it. And I asked him, how in the world does that control panel work? And he laughed and he said, that's the same question I asked. It was such a mess. So these are just some of the things. And we, none of us here can give an educated guess, and we shouldn't. All we know is that it's going to keep costing more. That's just a fact, because they're that age. And when our county attorney requested to move out of his office to the center of the courthouse, because in the summertime the air conditioning never shut off, but it got so hot in there it was hard to do the work, because those buildings are not insulated. They weren't built like that, you know, when they were built. And again, like I said, I will accept whatever the voters decide, because that's what who we are representing, and that's why I feel they should have the say so in what they want us, the supervisors, to do.
You know, if this passes today, you got a lot of quick work to do here. I mean, as far as, or this board does, I should say, that, you know, information needs to be flowing quickly.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, it's because it's just right around the corner. I mean, you know, I had one person contact me here last week and said, you know, I live in the cities for a reason. I live in the cities because I want services. I want paved roads. And, you know, and really, you think about it, those people that live in the cities live there for a reason. You know, when you live in the county, you know, the gravel roads have been there. You're going to have dust. You know you're going to travel for services. And again, and I'm not saying they shouldn't be able to weigh in on, you know, I mean, they're taxpayers as well. But that's I think that's a good point, is they, you know, we pay more taxes. I think that's a fair
statement. For year.
Yeah, in the cities, I mean.
Okay, we've been pretty much discussing here, you know, amongst the board, and I've seen a few hands go up out there. So I'll open it up to the audience on any comments or what they would like to say.
Does that bid include that built land that we already own in Montrose? They're not going to, like, put it on the ballot and then decide that there's a nice spot of land in Donelson or Fort Madison and build it there after the people have voted for this? Is it for sure a Montrose?
Well, when you say Montrose,
the only thing is sure is that bond.
You're talking
well, that's
about
what I'm
just right out
see,
here.
That's the problem.
We all vote for that, then. Are all the people from Southfield going to drive to Donelson? Or where is it going to be? I want to know before I vote for us.
Well, that's the problem.
But that's what I'm talking about, the information.
We are not allowed.
Exactly. That's what we need to get the information out.
We are not allowed to put that on the ballot. It would be great if we were, but again, as the auditor has explained to me, you have so many restrictions on what you can put on the ballot to vote on and what you can't. And it would be great if we could put all that information on, but the only thing we can put on the ballot is a bond.
But I'm not so sure we won't be out talking about it. We will be.
Because I think it would go over better if it was more in the center. And
I mean,
if people knew that for sure, I think that...
Well, I think it would make sense, Chris, because we own 4 acres right here next to the place.
I just wonder if that was...
And we don't have to buy any ground.
Yeah.
We know we've got sewer system. We know we've got water, you know. And so, again, these things are all available here. To me, it would be common sense, if you didn't have to buy ground that you already owned it, that you would be more apt to put it someplace like that than you would at a place where you didn't even own and you didn't have all that stuff. Okay, anybody else? Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name's Glenn Barb. I live down on Argyle Road, 3612 Argyle Road. This has been quite a scenario for about, I don't know, last 5, 6, 7, 8 years on this courthouse bid. Right now, we've got such a biased board on here. I don't think that really the people a lot of people in the county are not getting probably treated equally and everything. Kind of watching the scenario that this has went through and some of these figures that you're throwing around. It started out by evaluating what it would take to bring these. Well, first it started out by how much money we could save by going to one courthouse versus having two. First it started out like I thought it was $307,000 a year. And then not too long after that, it came up to like $100,000 a year. So you hear different figures, and you're throwing all this around, but you're not looking at convenience for people the way it is. We're the only one in the state that's got two courthouses, as far as I know. Then they're in the two cities, okay, the largest cities. Convenience, probably what are their, I don't know what the populations are of the two cities actually. Are they around 13,000, 14,000?
Around 11.
And then with your outlying areas and everything, it's probably, I don't know what they would be in really the actual county, people living out in the county. But anyhow, for the ones around, you know, you haven't looked at convenience to the people. You come in with evaluations on bringing the buildings up to code. I'm not quite sure you've given people all the information that they ought to be getting before a bond issue in 2 months. 2.5 months, 3 months, whatever it is. You say you are. You talk to me about a line of people coming up to you, not telling you how they want to vote, but that we need one courthouse. I'm just saying I don't think you really give them enough information on a lot of this. You don't think the convenience amounts to anything? When this all first started, it didn't really make any difference. To me, if we have one courthouse, or what we do with it. But the more I listen to all of it, you're just manipulating it around, I think, too much. I think you ought to abstain from even voting on the bond. You're so biased, you didn't like it. What's your job? Did you have to go cook it to the courthouse an awful lot? With your job?
Go to the county office building, a lot as chair. I do not go to the courthouse.
I'm talking about your job away from here.
I don't retire.
What did you do before?
I worked as a correctional officer at the Iowa State Penitentiary.
Sorry about
that. And the courthouse is a county building in Keokuk.
You're going to throw a bond out there. And I think everybody in the county, yes, I believe that they should vote on one courthouse or two courthouses or whatever.
And that's basically all I'm saying is that I want the people of Lee County to give this board the guidance on what they want, and I'll accept whatever they want. Because that's democracy. Whether they agree
right,
or disagree,
that's what I'm saying, too.
Is immaterial. It's their money, their county. You tell us what you want to do, and I will accept it. But I think that's what the big difference is here. That I'm not saying that this will pass. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if it'll pass today to go on the ballot. But I think people should have a choice, and that's why I think that it would be for it to be voted on by the people and not just by five people out of the whole county.
What's the interest on $8 million over 20 years?
We would have to get a calculator or computer.
I think that'd be a good question. People need to know what they're going to be paying back.
And again, we talked about this, about how much we should
not
do
even
and how much work we should do. And again, it was, don't be presumptuous that this would pass and start throwing all this out here and then it doesn't even pass to get on the ballot. Because we really have done the work without even it even getting voted on.
I'm not a gambling man by any means, but I'm pretty sure where this is going to go.
Let me just add this. There's going to be a committee for it. There's going to be a committee out there working on it. They're going to bring all this information out. Anything that people, that this committee that's against it, is going to throw everything they can at the voters to make sure they don't vote for it, and vice versa. The committee that's for it is going to show all the benefits for it. So by the time this is done, the voters will have an opportunity to know everything there is about this issue, all the good points, the bad points, and everything, and they make their decision. In this election, there will be the highest turnout that we'll have in the county for any election, and I think in the past it's been like 60% of people that are registered to vote will vote. And so, to me, if you know, that many people are voting and it passes, then it's overwhelming that people want it. There's a good chance it probably won't because of that high threshold of 60% to be approved.
And I made the comment too, when you're talking about the back of the ballot, a lot of times people don't flip
them over, and I understand all of these
for whatever reason, you know.
But at least we can say that they had a chance, whether they, you know, don't flip it over and vote. The people of the county can say, well, why didn't we get input into this? Well, just as there might be committees out there in favor of it, I'm sure, Gary, there's going to be committees out there that are going to be not in favor of it and, you know, try to do that way. So, again, it's our basic form of democracy, and we should respect that, because in most countries, back when we were declared our independence, it was a king we were under, and it was a king, a queen, or a dictator, and they said democracy would never work. People would never be able to make any decisions, and it would all fall apart. And here we've been here for 240 some years, and it's worked pretty good. But I think the only reason it worked good is because we let the people get involved. And if we don't let the people of Lee County let us know, then I think that it is a sad day for democracy. And that's why I'm not saying that it's going to pass. I'm not anything. I'm just saying that it's the people that should decide it.
Well, and I truly believe you take it out to the folks. You show them the facts. And that's it. That's the end of the discussion. You go home. You decide. That's up to you folks, not anybody else. I don't need to know the answer. But if you say go one way, that's the way I go. If you say go the other, that's the way we go. And I don't know why we wouldn't allow folks that opportunity.
Yeah, because this is what I found out this weekend, especially. Not one person ever told me how they were going to vote. They just said that they felt it was right, that they had the right to vote on this. And that's what I think is important, because some of them, I'm sure, are not in favor of it, but they have the right to have their vote heard. And that's why I think this is so important. Like I said.
Well, keep in mind, too, when you talk about consolidation, and we saw it with you know, 911 dispatch, that hasn't been a win-win. I mean, we, you know, I felt that the city should have maintained their, and I'm not trying to get off the wagon, but that each city should have kept their 911 or their dispatch. That's been a nightmare, you know.
Costly one.
So, I mean, a lot of times you say consolidation, we're going to save all kinds of money. And, you know, and my people in Keokuk, and, you know, I have an allegiance to them. I mean, they voted me into office, and I'm listening to them, even though I was elected to represent the county, and I believe, you know, I believe in that, too, to cover the whole county. But so,
and we're trying to balance both of them.
But I can tell you, if I walked into Hy-Vee today when there's 50 people sitting there, they want their services left in Keokuk.
And they can have their voice heard through their phone. So.
And I've got to agree, the 911 thing, I don't know a lot about because I wasn't here then. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit here and tell you right now, nothing ever goes progressive or goes forward is ever smooth. It never is. And if we went to the fact that, oh, it's pretty rough, we shouldn't do it, we'd still be riding horses. I mean, that's just a fact. Things that happen, or built new or otherwise, all have issues. They're going to have issues. That's just how it works. But you worked through those, and hopefully you made the right decision.
Hey, Rick. Rick, you represent Fort Madison. Have you had anybody in Fort Madison say they'd be upset if they lost their courthouse or our county building?
I have not had a lot. I've had a few people talk to me this weekend, and none of them told me one way or the other how they were going to vote. They were just wondering how we were going about it, what would be on the ballot, and different things. And I invited them to come to the meeting today. But I have not had a lot of phone calls on it. I have not had a lot of people talk to me. And I was out all weekend and around a lot of different people. And it's just not really right now a topic of discussion. But like, ma'am, people in my district, they're, if it passes, they're going to lose the courthouse in their area. So I'm sure there's some people that are not for it. But at least I hope people will take the attitude that, you know, it's the majority rule of people, the majority of people want in this county, and we take it from there.
But don't you think that we should, people live in the cities, they want services. And I think first and foremost, this board, that's very important that we provide services. Again, Ron, I remember, I think you made a comment a while back, even if this thing would go to one building, is would we entertain the idea of maybe a satellite?
This is what some other counties have done. I know one county in western Iowa that what they did was they had two county courthouses and two county seats. They consolidated into one, but then what they did was that they had like one day service in one or the other, like you say, a satellite. And you know, that is, again, something that they did.
But then, you know, you are spending more money to do that.
Exactly.
That's
well, we still have people raising their hands.
You know,
no. Linda Beck, I think most of you know me. I ride the fence, I guess. I'm a citizen of Fort Madison, but I have a great love for Keokuk because I was there for 11 years. So I can see both sides. I know people on both sides of the fence. I'm not going to say which side I want to be on because I have friends in both places. But I think it's time for the battle of the North and South to be over with. The Civil War ended 150 years ago. We're still fighting it here. It's time that I get to say yes on this bond issue. I know you guys. I know that before that ballot comes up, somebody's going to be saying, yes, this is why it should be done. Somebody else is going to be saying, no, we shouldn't do it because of this. Give me the chance to decide. You guys have had this monkey on your back for years. It's time for the people to say, this is what we want.
And that is what I totally agree with.
If it fails, it fails.
Exactly.
But I don't think there was a feud when it was the way it was. When Keokuk had full service in Fort Madison,
I don't ever remember.
Everybody was fine.
Well,
until they just didn't let us choose. The people didn't get a say in them closing the treasurer's office. Right. They decided.
Yeah, and it's.
And so I'm happy that you're letting the people.
Now it's time to let the people decide. And
as
far as you guys saying everything's perfect, everything's wonderful, come and sit in the office some days. I have heard more doors slam. I have heard the F word used more often in a public office than I would ever want to think. And it's not necessarily the people from Fort Madison, or it's not necessarily the people from Keokuk. It's people from the outlying regions that come in. Oh, sure, I know they're supposed to read what times everybody's open and where they are, but it's human nature. They don't do it. So they drive in, they find out that the office that they want is in Keokuk. Or they find out, well, this is the wrong day of the week. I'm sorry, but that's not being fair to your constituents. Everybody looks at, what's Fort Madison think? What does Keokuk think? Well, what about the people in Houghton? What about the people in St. Paul? They're driving no matter where you put it. And you very seldom hear them complain. But boy, do you hear them complain if they come to an office that they think is open and it isn't. And I'm going to go on record and say the recorder's office should be given a medal, because they're the first ones in that line of action, and boy, do they get yelled at when they find out that Chris's office is in Kiapeake that day.
That
it's ugly. And for the safety of the people that you work there, I just fear that somebody is going to flip out and there's going to be a problem.
That's why it should be full-time both places.
Here a while back,
absolutely.
I was there on a Friday morning to do my job as signing the documents and approving the agenda, and shortly before that, a person came in and found out they couldn't get their driver's license renewed on Friday because they were in Keokuk, and he was screaming because he lived in Keokuk. He drove all the way up here when he could have just done it right there in Keokuk because he didn't know.
That's right. And that's no fault of anybody. It's been in the newspaper. It's posted
on the board. It's going out on the tax notices, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that, they don't even have landline phones anymore. There's a lot of people that have just a cell phone because it's almost like having your own computer anymore, right. And they rely totally on that. And a lot of them, well, if I want to read the paper, I'll just go online and get it, you know.
Right. I think the whole point here is let us decide.
Yeah.
Let the people vote.
I bet
take
if you
it
put on the ballot
here.
That would you spend $8.5 million to get services in both areas over the next 20 years, I bet that would pass with flying colors.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not.
Or do you want $8.5 million on your taxes?
Well, the half a million. When I had Cindy do an estimate on what it would cost for the county provide all county services 5 days a week in both Fort Madison and Keokuk, she came up with the first year of around $587,000 because of a lot of duplicated equipment that would need to be bought. But every year after that, it came up over $500,000 in the amount of extra people that would need to be employed. So then you take $500,000 a year extra to provide all services in both counties. In 10 years, you've just spent $5 million. So think about that. And again, I know it shouldn't all be dollars and cents, but when people think about their taxes, they think about dollars and cents. And I know that if this ever does go through, and stuff, probably a lot of the financial benefits, I'll never live long enough to appreciate. But our future generations and the future of Lee County, and this is what we got to think about, they will be the beneficiaries. It was only about 25 or 30 years ago, Lee County was 45,000 people. We're now 35,000. We've lost 10,000 people in this county. Why? It wasn't because of services, but I think, again, we got to think about these things. And I was shocked at that figure, and I got those from Lee County Economic Development, that we've lost that immense population in this county in the last 25 or 30 years. And I don't know, maybe with the growth in industry we can help, but yes.
Linda's never in the Keokuk office to hear us getting complained at and yelled at because the reporter's office isn't there either.
Absolutely.
On a certain day. So it's just not convenient the way it is unless people know the hours. So I say put it back the way it was if the building doesn't go through.
Okay, we have anybody from the audience? I know, Mary, you've been slowly raising your hand and waiting. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'll apologize because I think I'm the lady that brought this up 2 years ago. But it's at the point now that I want it. I hear what Gary's saying. I hear what Chris is saying. I hear what the other gentleman. I've listened to people at the... When we had the advisory committee, I heard all of this. But I'm with Rick. I know that if this would go on the ballot, before it's ever put on the ballot, there will be committees set up, pro and con. But if it doesn't pass, then let's sweep it under the rug. Let's fix up these old courthouses, get them up to snuff, like they're supposed to be. She talked about the ADA. How much of these two courthouses are handicapped accessible?
Well,
do they have handicapped accessible restrooms? But I'm with Chris. If you're going to, if this doesn't pass, sweep it under the rug, put all the services back the way they were, and let the taxpayers pay the money.
Well, this is what I've been saying, Mary, this whole day, and I said it last week, is that that's how democracy works.
That's right.
And if it does not pass because the majority say no, then you won't hear me mention it again.
That's right. Then let's get on with the health department, because they definitely need a different building.
But we, like Gary said, we've been talking about this for years, and never has the public been allowed to have a say-so in it.
Right.
They should.
Yes, that's right.
And that is the way our country was built on. And again, in this board, there have been many times where I've been part of the majority on a 3-2 vote, and there's been times I've been part of the minority on a 3-2 vote. You accept that. That's democracy. And again, there's no way you're going to get people to agree on everything all the time. If they do, they don't need us. I mean, that's just it.
But let's get it on the ballot. And if it fails, sweep it under the rug. Let's go back to services in both departments, courthouses. Let's fix them up. Let's get them up to code. Let's go on, because time this comes up again, I'll be dead.
By the way, we are ADA compliant in our buildings.
You don't have a handicap system in the third floor of the courthouse in Kilkirk.
Don't have a what?
A restroom, a handicap accessible restroom.
You have to step up to go into the restroom.
There's just little things.
There's always things you can't think of
everything. The health department.
And then we also never talked about there is a county attorney's office that
it's ADA.
It's definitely not handicap accessible.
So,
okay. Does anybody else from the audience like to say anything about this issue? Does the board have anything more they would like to say?
I've been contacted by 46 people. Three of them said put it on the ballot, and the rest of them said yes, they'd be happy to vote on it, but they want details. They want to know what it's going to cost. They want to know where it's going to be.
We'll have that before the election. Yeah, we'll have that.
Okay. Yes.
Gary? If you're so confident that this thing is going to be defeated, why are you against it?
I'm not against it.
You are against it.
I'm not. No, I'm against one county seat, because that's what the objective is here. The objective is not restoring our buildings, or not what we asked to do, Glenn.
One more question, Gary. What's your definition of immaculate? I've seen the paper you put that the Kilkirk building was in immaculate condition. I don't think you know the definition of immaculate.
I probably don't know a lot of things to your standards.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you're asking the questions.
That's right, and I want some answers. You haven't given me the definition of immaculate building.
My personal opinion of an immaculate building is Keokuk. How's that?
That's very funny.
Okay, we've just been discussing this now for quite a length of time. This motion, or at this time, I would entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion by Don, seconded by Rick, and then is that a motion to approve putting it on the ballot in November?
Yes.
Okay, any further discussion? Let's do a roll call.
Hennell.
Aye.
Larkin.
Aye.
Fluke.
Nay.
Folio.
Nay.
Fedler?
Yes. Okay, the motion passes on a 3-2 vote to have this on the November 8th election.